Right now, though, I want to talk to you about one of the best pieces of road safety equipment on our streets, the smiley face signs. You know the ones, the electronic, you might be driving right past them right now. The electronic signs that give you the red, please slow down, or the green smiley face to say you're doing the speed limit. They guilt you into slowing down. And if they don't, the kids in the back do. And this is where I reckon it has the double barrel effectiveness. It kicks in here because for me, it's giving the next generation of drivers, our kids, exposure to speed and more importantly, I guess, the idea of slowing down. It's really getting embedded almost by osmosis. They see it. They want you to slow down as parents or grandparents, and it's getting embedded for them. It's a program that's been run by the City Council over the past 3 years. How effective has it been? Well, let's ask the Lord Mayor, Graham Quirk. The results are in. Good afternoon, Graham. The Brisbane drivers, are they lead foots or are we pretty good?
Well, the reality is, Ben, that our signs now have seen 100 million vehicles go past. What we do know is that 20% of those vehicles and drivers were speeding. But importantly, the signs have had a positive response on 40% of the drivers who were speeding. So they are working, and, you know, that's what it's about. It's about making sure that without fining people, it's about making sure that people, you know, think about their speed and adjust their habits. It's a way of also for us assessing through local councillors the individual streets out there in the suburbs that are hot spots for speeding. Now, if for example, you know, we find that the area is particularly bad, then that can be taken a step up from there to informing the Queensland Police Service.
Oh, okay. So that gives the QPS an idea of perhaps where to set up a radar location?
Well, it can do. And again, where we find that there is a hot spot that you know, people aren't observing the signs, and it does give that opportunity.
40% of drivers reducing their speed, so that's less than half. Can you say that's a pass mark?
Well, I think it does. I mean, if we are looking at 100 million vehicles for that program, that's a significant number of vehicles we're talking about. About 40 million vehicles out of that 100 million that have slowed down potentially. So, I mean, it's working. We know that it's having an impact on driving, and that's what it is about. It's about creating behaviour change.
All right. Creating change is a good thing, but now that you've got these results in after 3 years, what's the next step for council? I know you mentioned hotspots. Does it mean more police presence? Does it mean changing speed limits?
Well, the beauty of the program, Ben, is that it's one where the local councillor has a fair impact in terms of the say of to where the signs go, and they do that working with local communities. So we've got 75 of these signs. They've been out of more than 400 locations across the city. But the information that comes back from the period of time when signs are in a certain location helps to inform what those next steps be. Now, in some cases, it might be informing the police that there is a serious problem at this location. Or it could be that we look at other engineering aspects of slowing traffic down. But we want to use these as a means of getting driver behaviour changed rather than having to revert, where possible, to things like street calming or traffic calming devices on the road network.
All right, changing behaviours, so that's a good start. Will we continue to see the signs on our roads?
Well, absolutely. We've invested $870,000 last year in those signs, and we're committed in this budget to continuing the program. It's working, and it has a job to do out there on our city streets.
They are mobile, coming to a street near you. Lord Mayor, while I've got you, I need to ask you about Cyclone Debbie and the clean-up here in Brisbane. Some 800 jobs still outstanding, especially on the north side. Not a priority for you?
Well, Ben, I'm not sure where that number actually came from, but I can say that the number of jobs outstanding is around 400.
400, okay.
We had 4,500 jobs reported a month ago when Cyclone Debbie hit. We obviously, at first priority, did all of the safety jobs. So they were all cleaned up within a few days. But as it stands now, we've got less than 10% of jobs still outstanding, and we'll have those cleaned up over the coming period of time.
Why is it taking so long?
Well, essentially, what we didn't want to do is to draw resources from those areas that have been devastated in Queensland, places like Rockhampton, Mackay, even Logan City, and to our western neighbours around Scenic Rim. Many of those areas had devastated outcomes. And
so we have we have council workers in those areas, like Brisbane City Council workers in those areas doing the cleanups, or
no? Well, we did offer to assist. We certainly sent SES volunteers up to the north, and we made offers to Logan City and Scenic Rim, our closest neighbours. But the reality is that you know, we've got on and we've done all of the jobs here that were in any way might be regarded as safety based jobs. There are some outstanding. They are minor in nature, and
such as what are we talking? Trees down or roads that need to be fixed up from flooding?
No. Again, they're not safety issues. They might be branches that are down in a park, for example, but not causing a safety issue. But we will be tidying up. In some cases, for example, it might be a tree that's been taken out, but the stump needs to be ground back down to ground level. So, again, being made safe, but it's just the tidy-up jobs, and that will be complete over the short period of time coming.
My wife, if she's listening, she'll say that I'm in charge of this because I start jobs and never finish them.
I think we all suffer from that one.
All right. Well, I know I was making light of that, but it's been 5 weeks. So when can those residents who may be affected by this, when can they possibly see these now 400 or the 10% of jobs that need to be fixed up? When will they see that done?
Yeah, well, I think we'll see them completed over the next week or two. As I say, we've done more than 90% of the jobs over the 4 weeks since the event. And so I'm sure it'll only be a week or so and the rest of that will be tidied up.
All right. Have you been training with your cousin, Jeffrey Horn?
Oh, no, he's out of my league.
But, he's looking for sparring partners. I thought you might have jumped in the ring with him, no?
Clean me up in no time. He's certainly in full training. There's no doubt about that. And the ticket sales have been going very, very strongly. I think as of close of business Friday, there was about 32,000 tickets sold. And from all sorts of places around the world, even a group booking from the Netherlands, which was a bit left field.
So, wow, good stuff.
I think when the undercard's announced too, Ben, there'll be see a lot more international travellers. There'll be some great undercard sites.
Yeah, great exposure to the city as well. Lord Mayor, appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Ben.
Graham Quirk there, 4 minutes away from 5, 131873, Ben at 4bc.com.au. Smiley face science. I think they are one of the best resources, road safety resources we have. Have you slowed down with them? What about the kids in the back? Do they guilt you into doing that when you go past? Absolute crackers, in my view.